You'll see a lot of hot spots, meet a lot of big shots down on Bourbon Street.
Party in full swing the night before St. Patrick's Day on the 16th, and the place was packed. I'm telling you, it was a shoehorn situation there at the Point in Point Richmond, where the band, usually a quartet featuring Jack Minger, Bill Barton, Dick Oxtot, and a bass player or reasonable facsimile, can be heard just about every Friday and Saturday night. And the place is located on the corner of West Richmond and Railroad Avenue. And if you can't find that, do what I did and just ask anybody in Point Richmond where the Point is. If they're natives, they'll know. What was I going to say? Oh, yes, by the way, since we have two trombone players here, I wanted to point out that in most cases, Bill Barton is the first of the two trombone players who solos, and then you'll hear Bob Melky in just about every instance.
Okay, here we go. We're going to feature our clarinetist, Mr. David Giampietro. On to the vocal.
You have to go out the front. Yeah.
in the groove, in the groove, in the groove. Now, baby, I don't mean maybe gonna play the clarinet for you. Wanna sing out in the groove. Now, Mary had a little lamb. He was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, heaven sure to go, yeah. Baby, I don't mean maybe gonna. Mr. Bill Barton's gonna play the trombone now. He's gonna swing out in the groove, in the groove, in the groove.
We'll be right back. Wow, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to slow things down here and bring a little Duke Ellington into the book here. This is a tune that Duke Ellington's band recorded in about 1929, and it's called Shout 'Em, Aunt Tilly. Jr. Thanks very much, folks. We're going to go on a little break now. We'll be back.
Dick Ockstadt's Golden Age Jazz Band, recorded at the Point in Point, Richmond. West Richmond and Railroad Avenue, right on the corner there. Dick Ockstadt, the leader on banjo, Jack Minger on trumpet, Bill Barton and Bob Milkey on trombones, Dave Giampietro on clarinet, Terry Ockstadt at the piano, Bob Scott on drums, Evan Dane on bass, and Melissa Levesque, the singer from Sacramento. And that's it for this week's C's Sunday Night, recorded by Ron Davis with the assistance of Barbara Fisher. And they get hazardous duty pay for this one. And you'll hear more from this band on May the 27th in 2 months. In 1 month, when we do the traditional jazz thing again, it's Bob Schultz, recorded at Grace Cathedral, and music from his brand new album, A Tribute to Bob Scobie. So that'll be at the end of April. Next week on this program, it's music by the Tom Perrin Bud Spangler Quartet. I got my nerve. So we hope you'll be here for that one. Thank you all for being here tonight, and thanks to Dick Ockstadt and all the guys in the band for their help and cooperation, and to the folks at the Point in Point Richmond. This program is made possible by C's famous old-time candies, bringing you not only great jazz, but quality without compromise in the world of candies since 1921. The show is produced by Syntropy Audio. I'm your host, Bud Spangler. Thanks for being here, and I'll look forward to seeing you here at 8 o'clock next Sunday. Bye-bye.